couple of years ago, I was hanging out with my friend. It was a Friday night, and I was a senior in high school at the time. My parents were gone, and my friend Riley was over at my house. We ordered a pizza at probably between 8 and 9 p.m. I know that it was dark outside, and we were both really hungry. We were just in my parents' living room, talking and watching something on TV. We were the only people home at the time. The neighborhood my parents live in is pretty nice. It's not super wealthy or anything, but it's known to be very safe. I knew many of the neighbors, and I had never known of anything bad to happen there. So about 20 minutes after we ordered the pizza, there was a knock at the front door. I got up and walked to the front door and opened it. It was the pizza delivery guy, and he had the pizza with him. I got it and paid the guy, but before he left, he said something to me that was odd. He said that he didn't know if I knew this or not, but he saw a guy hiding in the bushes on the side of our house. I said that I was not aware of it. The pizza guy then said that he just wanted to let me know, and then he left. I didn't really know what to make of this. I walked back into the living room and set the pizza down. I told Riley about what the pizza delivery guy said. Both of us decided to go and check. First, we went to the side of the house from the inside. We walked over to my brother's bedroom, which had a window that looked out to that side of the house. My brother was gone, so it was empty. When we looked out of the window, we couldn't really see anything though. It didn't have a great view, and if there was a man hiding there, he would still be out of sight. Then we both left the house and walked outside. We used the flashlights from our phones to shine them down to the side of the house when we got there. We did have several large bushes that would be fairly easy to hide in. When we shined over the bushes though, we didn't see anybody. I didn't want to go right up to them and look though. I got a little bit closer and shined the light again. I could see much better now and didn't see anybody. I felt confident enough that if the man was still hiding there, I would have either seen him or he would have moved. After that, we both went back inside. It was a really weird thing. I had never known anything like that to happen around the neighborhood before. We tried thinking of potential reasons for a person to be there at this hour, but I couldn't think of any. We tried our best to forget about it now that we thought whoever it was probably now gone. Just to be safe though, we decided to get up and make sure that the back door was locked and no windows were left open or anything. The back sliding door, which led to the patio, was unlocked, so we locked it, but all the windows were shut. Afterwards, we had the pizza and watched TV for probably the next 20 minutes or so. Everything was going fine, and we started to forget about the guy. But that was when we both saw somebody pass by the living room window really quick. Both of us saw just the end of it and didn't get a good look at the person. But somebody was out there. It was really creepy. We both got up and went over to the window and looked out. We couldn't see the guy anymore though. He had disappeared either behind a tree or another bush or to one of the sides of the house. I wasn't quite sure what to do. Would he actually leave or should we call the police on him? Riley and I stood around the living room with our eyes fixed on the front window. That's when we heard the noise of the back sliding door starting to open, but it stopped due to the door being locked. We couldn't see it from where we were, but we both walked over to where we could get a view. By then, whoever was there was not in sight. I turned on the back light, which was for the patio, and had been off. When it went on, just for a second, we both saw the man running away. He disappeared behind a few trees and was headed towards the direction of our next door neighbor's backyard. Whoever this guy was who was prowling around was up to no good. We just hoped that he wouldn't come back. My parents got back home only about 15 minutes later. We told them everything, and for the rest of the night, we were on high alert, but I don't think the guy ever came back. He must have run off for good that last time. I really don't know what he was doing, though. But the one thing I do know is that I'm really glad that we locked that sliding door, or else the guy would have been inside the house with us. This is something that happened in the fall of 2019 when I worked as a pizza delivery driver. I had the job for only 3 months. I would drive around the area near where I lived, sort of, and just deliver pizzas. I got a decent amount of money in tips usually, which was nice. I would also work late into the night sometimes. On one occasion, it was a Saturday night, and I was working until 3 a.m. That's the time that our pizza place closed, and we would usually get orders right up until then just about every week. I had a delivery to make a little bit after 2 a.m. on that night. It was in an area that I had been to before, and I headed out. It took me maybe 10 minutes to drive to the location. When I got there, I parked on the side of the street on what was a typical residential neighborhood. There were houses all over the place, and I took the pizza out of my car. I began walking up the driveway to the house that I was supposed to deliver to. When I got up to the front door, I rang the doorbell and waited. The pizza had not been paid for yet, so I had to collect the money. This house in particular was not the nicest looking house on the street, but it wasn't terrible. Finally, the door opened and a man answered. He looked to be in his 50s and was sort of big with a long mustache. He wore an old-looking white t-shirt, and I could see that inside of his house did not look nice at all. Things seemed really messy and disorganized. The first thing that the guy said was asking me if I wanted to come inside. I said no thanks and told him how much the pizza was. He got his wallet out of his back pocket and then started going through his cash. As he was flipping through his dollar bills, he told me again to come inside the house. I really didn't want to, and I said that I was good. The guy was taking his time paying, and it was getting really uncomfortable by the second. Finally, the man handed me the money for the pizza. No tip, but I didn't even care anymore. I took it and handed him the pizza box. Then I immediately started heading back for my car parked out front. I walked down the steps and back into the driveway. It was really dark, and there were no streetlights nearby. There were also no lights on the guy's property either. About halfway back to my car, I heard footsteps behind me. I looked over my shoulder and saw the guy. He was walking behind me about 30 feet back. I walked faster and reached the end of the driveway. Then I got to my car and got inside as quickly as possible. When I closed my door, I looked and saw the man arriving at the other side. I quickly hit the lock button before the man attempted to open the passenger side door. He then went back and tried opening the rear passenger side door, which was also now locked. I put the car into drive and left. I don't know what that guy wanted, but it was really suspicious. He didn't say anything at all. When I've told this story to friends, a couple of times they've said, maybe he just wanted to give you a tip that he forgot. But he could have spoken up at any time and told me. He didn't say anything. And why would he just try to open my door? And something about the guy was off for sure. The way he invited me in his house a couple of times was really creepy. I'm just happy that I left when I did. This is the bizarre story of one of the pizza deliveries that I made. I worked for Domino's as a delivery driver for one summer when I was in college. I was working one night when I had a routine delivery to make. It was a little bit later, but not that late, maybe like 10 p.m. I drove out to an area where I will just say is not the nicest of neighborhoods. The house I was making a delivery to, I remember it was on a sort of busier street, but there was a sidewalk out front and then a hill going up to the houses. After arriving, I parked on the side of the road, got the pizza, and left my vehicle. Immediately after I got out, I saw a man walking down the sidewalk about 20 feet away. He was passing by, and I started to head up the sidewalk and go up to the house. The man got much closer to me, and he then stopped me and said that he needed to ask me a quick question. I stopped and asked him what his question was. He asked me if I was a pizza delivery driver, and I said yes. Then the man asked me for a piece of pizza. I laughed and said, no, I have to deliver this pizza right now. That response was not so funny to the man, though. His body language changed in anger in an instant. He then walked right up to me, and I tried to begin walking up to the house. The man grabbed my arm, though, and then reached for the pizza and tried grabbing that. I did my best to stop him, but the pizza ended up falling to the ground in the struggle. The pizza, inside the box, fell out of the insulated pizza delivery bag. The man raced over to it, and to my surprise, he stomped on it. He looked at me and cursed at me as he stood on the pizza now. I stood there in disbelief, amazed and also terrified of this man. I was thinking that he just had to be crazy. Then I figured that I needed to get out of there. One pizza was not worth it, but in that moment, my conscience got the better of me. I decided to walk up to the house and tell whoever had ordered the pizza what had happened. We could deliver another pizza to them, but obviously it would take a while longer. I felt that I owed them the explanation, though. Meanwhile, the man was still standing there with the pizza. He did not follow me when I went up to the house, which I was glad to see. I knocked on the door, and when the owner answered, I told him what had happened. You couldn't really see down to the sidewalk from where we were. The man who answered the door seemed really confused, and I can't blame him. But he wasn't too mad. He said he would like us to bring him another pizza. I started to walk back to my car. When I got down to the sidewalk again, though, I didn't see the guy where he had been before. The pizza was still on the ground, though, but as I approached my vehicle, I just barely saw him. He was crouched down, hiding behind the driver's side of my car. I quickly turned around and started walking back up to the guy's house. I didn't want to go close to that weird guy again. When I got about halfway, I stopped and I looked back down to my car. I saw the guy punch at my driver's window. This was really bad. I ran back up to the guy's house and told him what was happening. Then I called the police. I waited on the guy's front porch until the police got there, only about 5 minutes later. When they did, the man was still there, trying to get into my car somehow. He didn't, and I heard a bunch of yelling, and the guy tried fighting one of the cops, which did not go well for him. In the end, I was finally able to get back to my car and leave. The man had not caused any major damage, which was good, but he did cause a few minor dents to my vehicle. I'm not sure if the customer got another pizza at all after that, because my boss let me go home. This happened just a few months ago. I was at home one night by myself, and I ordered a pizza. For a little more details, I'm a 26-year-old female and live in a 2-bedroom house by myself. This was at about 7 p.m. when I ordered. It was a local pizza place that I got sometimes. About 15 minutes later, there was a knock at my front door. I answered it, and there was a man standing on my front step with a pizza box. The guy delivering it was sort of short and had long, dark, stringy hair. I opened the door to him, paid, accepted the pizza, and then the guy left. Then I went inside. It was a very normal and average interaction. Over the next couple of hours, I hung out at home, having the pizza, watching TV, and going on my phone. At about 11 p.m., I started to get ready for bed, but it was around that same time when there was a knock on my front door. Now, this was really strange because of the fact that it was so late at night. I don't think anybody had ever knocked on my door so late. Before answering it, I decided to look through the living room window. When I did, I saw a man, and I quickly recognized him. It was the pizza delivery guy from earlier, but he wasn't wearing his pizza clothes anymore. He was wearing a black jacket and jeans. I wondered what he was doing here, but as I was looking at him through the window, he looked over and saw me. I jumped back out of instincts. I really didn't want to answer the door. After he saw me, he knocked again. I had a bad feeling about it. This was just too sketchy. I really didn't want to answer the door, so I went back over to the window. I unlocked and slid up one of the living room windows. The man looked over again. Now it was just a window screen, so I could talk to the guy and he would hear me. I asked what he wanted. He didn't answer me, but instead started walking over to the window. When he got within 5 feet, I backed up and shut the window. I saw the guy motioning for me to lift it up again, but I didn't. He was being way too weird. After standing at my window for a while, he finally turned back around and walked away. I watched him go back into the street, and I was glad to see him gone. I went back to getting ready for bed after that. But when I got into my bedroom, my cell phone rang. I did not recognize the number, so I didn't answer it. But whoever had called left me a voicemail. I decided to listen to it. When I did, I heard a man say that he was outside, and if I didn't let him in, he was going to break in. Obviously, this had to be the same guy. I decided to call him back. When I called, he answered instantly. I asked him what he wanted. He told me to let him in the house, and I asked him why. He told me to just do it. Then he hung up on me. Of course, I wasn't going to. Instead, I called the police. I told them what was going on, and then went into my bathroom and locked the door. I didn't know if the man was going to actually try to break in or not. I did my best to distract myself from the situation as I waited for the police to get there. When they did arrive, the man was gone. I told the police everything that I knew. The good thing is that it was easy for them to locate the man because I knew his job. I could also describe him and I had his phone number. After that, I haven't been bothered by him since. I used to work as a pizza delivery driver a few years back. It was a good job that I really enjoyed at the time. It was much better for me than some of the other jobs that I've had over the years, and the pay was surprisingly good. But I did have one terrifying experience working there. It all happened very late on one Saturday night. It was probably like 1 o'clock in the morning. Things had been very quiet. Some people ordered pizzas that late, but not a whole lot typically. I had one delivery, but then didn't get one for a while. The next one that I had was across town, almost 10 minutes away. I drove there and arrived at an apartment complex. This was at the type of apartments where all of the units have doors leading outside. They were not very big and not very nice either. I parked my car and walked down a very dark walkway to the unit I was supposed to deliver to. It was around the corner of the building and on the far end. Just being there felt sort of creepy. It was very dark and quiet. I knocked on the door and waited for somebody to answer. Nobody did though. About a minute went by and I knocked again, this time louder than before. Then the door started to open up, but I didn't see anybody. It was like whoever was opening the door hid behind it as they swung it open. I expected somebody to come out from behind the door, but nobody did. The door was now just open, and I looked into the apartment. All of the lights were off, which was also strange. I could see what looked like the kitchen with a table and a couple of chairs. I couldn't see much else, though. It was just too dark. I said, "Pizza delivery," with a shaky voice. Nobody answered me. The pizza was not paid for, so I needed somebody to answer. I actually started to walk inside the apartment. Looking back, I really don't know why I did. I took like one step in. Everything was very quiet. When I was halfway inside, I heard breathing coming from right behind the door. Somebody was hiding behind it. Immediately, I backed up. I set the pizza on the ground and I took off running back to my car. I didn't look back and left. I paid for that pizza with my own money because there was no way I was waiting around to see whoever was there. I guess that's one way to get a free pizza. That was my creepiest experience working as a pizza delivery driver.